remember back in the day when one little Vine, one little YouTube video, anything like that could make you go viral within a 5-minute span. Someone would use your sound, somebody would try to copy you. It was that simple. Nowadays, it's not that simple at all. I don't know what is going on with TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all of that. We have to scratch to get to the top. And I understand it's very hard to do it. I know. It's not easy. And I'm not saying that it is. I just feel like some people have gotten it easier than others. And that is my little rant for today. Well, tonight. But you're going to listen to it in the day. Okay. So, welcome back to Locked and Binging. We're about to just get on right into it. This week, on Wednesday, it was Valentine's Day. So, of course, last week I asked a question about Valentine's Day. I have a terrible memory now, thanks to my children. The question that I asked was, what do you consider a Valentine's Day gift? What was your Valentine's Day worst or best date? Now, of course, you know I got those disgusting answers, but I deleted them because I don't have time for that. And I assume that the person who wanted to be my side dude is probably the person who wrote that. And I just don't have time for it. So you can suck a fart because I don't have time for it. We have 7 responses. And yo, some of these, I'm just like, girl, why would you do that? All right. So yeah, I guess we're going to start from the bottom and then we're going to be here. The first one was, girl, I haven't celebrated Valentine's Day in like 9 years, and I've been with someone for almost 7 years. You know, Valentine's Day is not for everybody. I'm sorry, but it's not. Someone said, I loved Ray Dunn. My boyfriend listened to the ones I wanted and searched for weeks. Surprised me with 5 of the ones I really wanted. It was nice to know he listened. That's awesome. Love that for you. I hope that he is still doing that to this day. Okay. Someone said, a homemade dinner at home. Bitch, I know you is not for real. Okay. A homemade dinner at home. Small piece of jewelry or flowers. Never had a Valentine's Day date. It's usually been an average day and just a small gift here and there. Sounds good. Oh, wow. My perfect Valentine's Day gift would be my favorite flower and a handwritten card. The worst past gift asking me to marry him on Valentine's Day. It was so cliche. Damn, at least you got asked. As cliche as it could be, at least you got asked. Like, I mean, I'm not, my date is not a holiday, but it is my friend's, my best friend's birthday. So, I mean, I get it, but at the same time, no. Woo, all right, let's see where this one goes. This one time, we went to this really fancy restaurant that we'd never go to because bougie is not for us. Since it was a special occasion, we tried it kid-free night, so why not? We looked at the menu and had no idea what anything was, attempted to order food by pointing at the menu because we couldn't even pronounce the shit. It was disgusting. So we went to McDonald's, sat in the truck, and laughed at how ridiculous this night turned out while being fat and happy with greasy, cheap, at the time, fast food. Oh, man. Okay. Best date. My friend and I, both female, hate Valentine's Day. We went away to visit a family member and decided to stay in a hotel so we didn't get judged for getting home late, really drunk. Fun college town, lots of bars. Long story short, at the hotel, there ended up being a huge anti-Valentine's Day party in the one hall. We were like, perfect. don't have to stumble far. It was so much fun. We were having a blast until we realized in the next room over, there was a fireman's dinner. They were so dang good looking. We got caught spying and got invited in. They fed us, served us, and we danced all night long. Best Valentine's Day ever. We had so much fun, so much beer, so many laughs, and the best memory, at least what we can remember. Oh, we were too hungover and never actually ended up visiting the family member. Bitch, that's the whole reason y'all went there. Wait a damn minute. Ooh, that family member was like, where are they at? Where are they at? Okay. I tell this story on behalf of a friend because it's gold. We will call her Ash for story purposes. Ash and boyfriend went to his mom's house with flowers and candy. They had an early dinner with mom. So she So she didn't feel alone on that day. That's supposed to be filled with love. All was well, lots of laughs and good conversation. Ash and boyfriend had late dinner plans and drinks, so at the end of the night before leaving to go on the date, Ash received a card from her boyfriend's mother for Valentine's Day. She was super excited and thought it was super kind of mom to think of her. Mom said to open it later since they were in a rush, not thinking much of it. She opened it the next morning. It was a card literally telling her how much she hated her. If that's not bad enough, her boyfriend also left a card and it was a breakup card. She didn't have heart. She, no, said he didn't have the heart to do it on Valentine's Day. It was a pretty awful Valentine's for her, but she came out on top and did big things for herself while that family is still very miserable. They should be miserable. Who does that? What grown ass woman does that? What is wrong with you? Jesus. I cannot. Damn, did I read all of them? I sure did. So yeah, I had a few that were just fucking disgusting. But while we're on the subject of tainted love, hatred, have you guys watched Lover, Stalker, Killer? I had already figured out who the fuck the killer was by the, like, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes in, whenever that Liz character showed up. I already knew what this was about. I knew what was about to happen. People, you cannot date just anyone. The people who be sitting there saying, I just want to have fun. I just want to do this. We are not exclusive. We are not monogamous. We're not getting married. All of that are the ones that usually are psychopaths. I'm just saying. But y'all need to watch that. That mess was terrible. And on some real, I'm really just hoping that she rots in prison. Because why did you kill your animals? I'm sorry if I ruined that for anybody, but why did you do that? This girl burned her house down. Well, set a fire to her house and killed her animals. You couldn't even let them out and say, like, oh my God, they ran away. No. You sat there and burned them to a crisp. And that just don't sit right with me. Because what is you doing? Anyway, we are on week 5 or 6 or 7 or 15 of 75 day challenge. And I'm pretty sure we have all reached our fucking limit, but it's totally fine. We're gonna get through it. We are done March 24th because for whatever reason, we extended it. It was not originally 75 hard challenge. It was just, what was it? Like a freaking 3 week, something just simple. And then my coworker was like, we should do the 75 soft challenge. And it just went to shit from there. So, but we're doing it, you know, waking up. Well, I didn't do that much this week. Waking up at 4:30, you know, working out, closing our rings and shit. We're doing good, doing great things. Some of us, not so much. Some of us not so much, but some days we got the motivation. We do this. But most days we're chilling. Reading our 10 pages, drinking our 3 liters of water, all that extraness, we doing it. And we about to be done. Like, we about to be done. I do not understand why TikTok is trying to play me. Every time I post a video, this shit only goes up to like maybe 300 views. I have over 5,000 followers. How the fuck is only 200 and something? And I know that they do their little queen. They do their clean sweeps often. So I know like these people are real people. It's not like they're fucking those spam accounts or whatever. Very annoying. So like, yeah, who are they showing my videos to? Besides my friends or whatever. Because even my friends, if they're looking at that, they usually like it. And people just be like looking and going by. That is it. This week at work wasn't too bad. I mean, I got threatened a few times. But it wasn't too bad. Definitely, you know, some little moments that I had. But it was okay. It was okay. I made it. Unscathed, but not really, because mentally I am very, very scathed, but it's okay. Also, I got a new microphone and I'm just loving it. I got a new chair. I got all kinds of new things. Now my butt don't hurt. Like, I got that crisscross chair. Like, my butt does not hurt. My back does not hurt. People are saying, oh, you don't have my support. You don't have support in your back. Oh, who the fuck wants support in their back? I am not a 75-year-old woman. Unless I am driving, fuck that back. I'm trying to unbig my back, bitch. I ain't got time. But, obviously, you want to know what my worst or best Valentine's Day date is and what I consider a Valentine's Day date or gift, whatever. For me personally, a gift I would love to get every fucking day of my life, honestly, is food, a book, and a cup. But that's just me now. 19-year-old Dre, that was not it. When I was 19 years old, I was dating this person. And he was trying so hard to impress me. February 13th, 2015, the first 50 Shades of Black came out. Or whatever. 50 Shades of Black. Where is my mind? 50 Shades of Grey came out. And, you know, he asked his parents for money. Mind you, we are 19 years old. This man should have had a job. Anyway, he asked his parents for money. They gave him money. He did not drive a car. Not really too sure what I was, you know, finding attractive. Like, nothing that I'm saying right now is like really connecting. Nothing. So anyway, we had to get a ride there. He had to get money and he took me to the movies. His parents took him always because he had no fucking job. So yeah, we went to the movies. We saw 50 Shades of Grey, and it was the worst time at the movies for me. I could not ever in my life understand how I was attracted, why I was attracted to this loser. I don't understand. Maybe it's because like he was nice, but like dumb. All right, so my camera turned off. So hopefully, I don't even know where I was. Because now I gotta record it on two freaking things and I don't know where to look. So, February 13th, 2015, we're back there. You know, we go to the movies. It was the worst time of my life. I love movies. Love them. Compare my life to them. They're inspiration to me. This man ruined that whole shit for me. I am not even joking right now. He ruined it. So, what the fuck? It's Christian Grey. And I want to say her name is like Bella or some shit. But it's wrong because Bella's from Twilight. What the hell is this girl's name? It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter what her name is. Anyway, like their first scene of her actually about to lose her virginity. This fucking idiot goes, damn, she needs a shave. Motherfucker. Bro, she is a virgin. She's not worried about nobody. doing that. Christian Grey just, you know, turned her on, and that's just what happened. This man shouted that to the whole movie theater, and I'm just like, I'm going to shoot him. I was so embarrassed. It was the worst night ever, and he thought he was being funny. He thought he was being cute. None of that was cute. None of it was funny, but I continued to date him for a couple of weeks, and then I broke it off because he's a fucking idiot. And yeah, he's just dumb. Dumb. I really don't understand what I was finding attractive about this man. Because, you know, how I met him, me and my adoptive niece, because she's not really my niece. I love her to death, though. We were walking down the street, me and my niece Kaylee, walking down the street. And this man is, like, catcalling me, being fucking weird. He was like, hey, yo. Hey, yo. And I'm just like, Kaylee, keep walking. We are not doing that. This man chased me down the street to get my attention, and he was like, oh, my name is Takeoff. And I'm like, my nigga, what is your name? What is your real name? Your mother did not name you that. What are you talking about? Then he tells me his real name, and I was like, oh, okay. And then it just went to shit from there. So yeah, that was my little bit of time in North Carolina. Terrible time. All around. But it's totally fine. So, that's this week's episode of Locked and Binging. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, new episodes come out on Saturday at 5 a.m. or earlier. And yes, I will be here next week. Thanks for listening.